The Paul and Kathy Show this morning. Kathy Burton is here from the Riverbank and Snug Theaters in the Inn on Water Street. Good morning.
Good morning. Good to be here.
So who are our first guests?
Our first guests today are Aaron Smith, Managing Director of Riverbank Theater. And he's got a very special guest with him, Rose Hill, who is playing Matilda in Matilda the Musical.
Good morning, Aaron and Rose.
Good morning, Paul and Kathy.
Good morning, Rose.
Sounds like it should be a regular thing.
I'm thinking, Paul and Kathy.
Morning
so
show.
Far, so good, yeah.
I don't know. It was pretty early.
Yes, I was thinking the same thing.
So Matilda opens next week.
Next Friday.
Oh, man.
We'll be open.
You ready?
You're ready.
We're ready, aren't we, girl?
That was for you, Rose.
Rose, tell us about yourself.
I like to play soccer.
You do? How old are you?
Nine.
9 years old.
And you're in what grade?
Third.
And you go to what school?
Pine River.
And tell us about Matilda. What kind of a girl is Matilda?
She's smart and powerful.
Yeah? In what way is she powerful?
Her mind.
She makes things what?
Move.
With her
eyes.
Is she a fun character to play?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you feel like you're like Matilda in any way?
No.
No? That's why it's fun to play, right?
Well, she wowed me in her audition.
Yeah,
I had to check and see if she was from England. You have the best British accent. You do a great job with that.
You want to do some of your British accent for us? Once upon a time.
Sure. Once upon a time, the two greatest circus performers in the world, an escapologist who could escape from any lock that was ever invented, and an acrobat who was so skilled it seemed as if she could actually fly, fell in love and got married.
See, she was being shy earlier.
It slipped into character.
Yes. Rose is kind of quiet sometimes, but then Matilda's not very quiet.
Matilda pops out, and there she is. That's amazing. You're not from England, are you?
No.
Oh, you sound like you're from England.
Thanks.
Has she been doing this, or how long has she had this English accent?
Just a little bit.
But she's got it spot on. It's amazing.
Spot on. Never falls out of it either.
No.
Good job. Even sings with the accent.
Yes.
It's hard to do. You do a great job, dear.
Do you want to sing a little bit?
Sure.
Go through that last little bit of that song.
Just because you find that life's not fair, it doesn't mean that you just have to grin and bear it. If you always take it on the chin and wear it, nothing will change.
Good job.
That's amazing.
Awesome.
Fantastic. This is going to be a fun show. Aaron, tell us about the show a little bit.
Well, it's based on the film Matilda, and it's a musical though. So the music is awesome. It's fantastic. It's one of the hardest scores that I've ever taught as a music director.
Yeah.
And there's lots of meter changes. It makes it very interesting to listen to and hear. We've had a lot of fun putting it together.
I bet you.
It was based on the book by Roald Dahl, who wrote Willy Wonka as well,
right.
And James and the Giant Peach, and he's written a ton, but. It's fantastic. It's kind of a dark comedy story, like his tend to be.
Right.
They always teach some kind of valuable lesson. You have to kind of look for it. But it's a lot of fun. We have the largest cast we've ever had on our stage at Riverbank. There are 35, I believe, which for us, that's a lot of people.
And a lot of them probably kids, right?
There are about 23 kids, yes, from 9 to probably 14.
Wow.
And then there are some adults who also play kids, which makes it really fun for them.
Well, you know, Aaron wears a second hat, too, at the theater and runs our Performing Arts Academy.
Ah.
So he's been working with a lot of these kids for years.
Yes, many of them. And I just talked to a group of them last night. It's like, you've kind of grown up under me, haven't you? And some of them I've known even from when I taught at New Life Christian Academy from years ago. So,
isn't that great, though, to see kids in our area, local kids, get interested in theater because you know they're going to grow up and hopefully stay in the area and stay in theater, right?
Absolutely. We'd love that. And I love it when they go on and do other great things. And I have some students that are down in Atlanta performing and doing some film work. And
wow.
It's great.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
So what have you got coming up? For the kids.
Coming up for the kids? Well, we have our Snug Bugs class running right now, which is kindergarten through second grade. And then we have Stage Door Kids coming up in the spring. I think it is. It starts April 7th, I believe. Usually our classes through the year run about 6 weeks, and we vary them throughout the year, so it's not everything at once. But they're a great way to get kids involved and see if they like it and mm-hmm. and gain experience. That's the thing, you know. Rose has taken some classes and some of our summer camps, and it gave her the competitive edge to get the role. Mm-hmm. So if you're interested in doing stuff with us or anywhere, it's always good to train for it, even at a young age. So we encourage that. That's what we're all about. So fantastic. Then this summer we're doing Frozen Kids as our summer camp show.
Oh boy.
We're very excited about that. So come on out and give it a shot.
We're keeping this poor man so busy this year. 11 productions. He's on stage performing. He's directing. He's music directing.
It's fun.
Handling the academy.
Got to earn a living. You know?
Yeah.
He seems to be earning his keep pretty well, very busy. How does somebody get involved if somebody's listening and their kids are involved, interested in being involved in theater? How do they get involved?
You can go to www.riverbanktheater.com. That's theater with an R-E at the end of it, of course.
All right. Awesome. It's going to be a fun show, isn't it?
It is. It is. You're going to tell them when it opens. How long is it running?
You know the dates.
No.
You know when it opens.
February 7th.
February 7th.
You ready? It's next Friday.
March 8th.
Yeah. All right.
You're ready, aren't you?
Yeah.
She's ready. She's a pro.
I bet she is. It's going to be a great show. So it's next Friday at the Riverbank Theater in Marine City, Matilda, the musical. Rose, you're going to be a star.
Yeah, she shook her head.
Yeah, you are. You're already a star. Fantastic. Rose and Aaron, thanks for coming in. Appreciate it very
much. Paul and Kathy, thank you very much.
And as they always say, break a leg.
Thank you very much.
All right, guys.